Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Nancy Deneen. Dr. Nicholas Galousis is professor of guitar at the Eastman School of Music, and he's at Interlochen Arts Academy this week teaching and performing. He joins us in the studio today. Nicholas, welcome to Interlochen Public Radio. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you, Nancy. It's my pleasure.
I heard that among your students was Matthew Cochran, who is now instructor of guitar at Interlochen Center for the Arts. How does it feel to teach your students' students?
It's just incredible. Matthew has always been one of the good guys. He's a beautiful artist, a beautiful person, and when you combine those two things, you can't miss. You have a potential for a great teacher, and he is very much that. I'm so glad he's here, and I'm really glad to see his students flourishing. Beautiful players, well-trained. They have their hearts right. They work hard, and that's how I would describe Matthew.
So you have master classes here,
yes,
and a performance tonight in the Dendrinos Chapel.
Yes.
And you have other connections with Interlochen, too. You're a parent of alumni?
My daughter Sophia went here. First, she went to the summer camp, and she really loved it. So she decided, she's a horn player, and so she decided she wanted to come here for high school. So she came in the 10th grade, stayed through 10th, 11th, and 12th, but loved her time here.
I know you brought three pieces to play today, and we would love to hear about what you're going to play first.
Yes. The first piece I'm going to play is Homenaje pour le tombeau de Claude Debussy by Manuel de Falla. It actually takes as long to say the title of that piece as it takes to play it. It's the only piece that Manuel de Falla, my favorite Spanish composer, wrote for the guitar. And he wrote it because Debussy died, and the editor of the Musical Review, a leading Parisian magazine, wanted to have an issue devoted to Debussy. So he asked everyone to write that he thought should write an article about Debussy. And Schoenberg wrote, and Stravinsky wrote, and Bartok wrote. Bartok wrote he was the greatest composer of our age. Anyway, Falla decided he'd write a piece. And so he wrote this piece, and it quotes Debussy, Evening in Granada, you hear the harp glissandi, you hear all these little things that are, you know, reminiscent of Debussy's The Ninth Piano Prelude. And so he rolled it all into this little piece that he wrote for guitar. So that's what I'm going to play. Thank you.
homage to Debussy by Manuel de Falla, a performance by Nicholas Galousis in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio. You've performed the world premieres for more than 100 pieces. So obviously new music is very important, yet you've also recorded the music of J.S. Bach. When it comes to guitar music, so many different kinds, how do the approaches differ? New music, transcriptions, how does your approach differ between all of those things?
Well, I'm premiering a new piece tonight in the concert by Maria Newman, for example. This is just an example. So Maria, great composer, contacts me and says, I want to write you a piece. And I said, that'd be awesome. I would love that. That would be great. She says, I've never written for the guitar. And I thought, okay, so this is a guitarist's challenge. You get a piece from someone who's never written for the guitar before. And this is often happens if they don't play the instrument. So you get the piece and you kind of have to make a transcription of it. So when you ask me about transcribing Bach or playing a new piece of music by a composer that's never written for the guitar, the process is almost the same. You have to kind of adapt it. You get different levels of success. But my job is to make it all work.
You also have arranged music as well. I understand you've arranged a piece by Mikis Theodorakis.
Yeah.
That's on the program tonight?
Yes. So when I was just getting started, my father would come to my concerts and he would say, you know, it's very nice, son, but don't you play any Greek music? Because my father is from Athens. My family is from Greece. And I would say, but Dad, you know, there really isn't any. And he would just kind of look crestfallen. So I started looking around for something that I knew what he meant by Greek music. He didn't mean Xenakis. I knew what he meant. And I looked around and some of the composers that wrote for film scores, for like Zorba the Greek and Never on Sunday and those kinds of things. You're probably too young to remember those movies. But
they're famous movies.
They're famous movies. And the scores were all written by Mikis Theodorakis. So I started looking at some of his music. And so Theodorakis was thrown into jail by the Greek government because he spoke truth to power. And he didn't really believe in a lot of the decisions that the Greek government were doing at that time. Okay, so they imprisoned him. And when he was there, he wrote these epitaphs. But they're not dark, dour, sour, angry pieces. They're quite uplifting and beautiful. And he originally wrote them. We don't know for sure what instrument because he was just, I got the manuscripts and they're pretty barren. Some say they might be sketches for piano writing. Some say they might be sketches for vocal writing, but they're sketches. And so I arranged them for the guitar and I think they're sensational. And so, that's why my father never got to hear them, but I think of him every time I play them.
Did Theodorakis get to hear them?
Theodorakis is still alive.
Yeah. He's in his 90s and, have you spoken to him about it?
I haven't. And you know what? I should. I recorded them on a CD that I made a few years back, and I should send him that CD. I just have no idea how to, you know, Mikis, if you're listening, please, you know, contact me. I have no idea how to reach him or even where he's living. He was born in 25, so he's got to be getting up there. But yeah. We Greeks live a long time.
We spoke earlier about three pieces that you are playing in the studio today. What is the second piece we'll hear from you?
So this is a piece by the great Brazilian composer, Heitor Villa-Lobos, and he wrote five preludes. This is the third one, homage to J.S. Bach.
And it was originally for?
For guitar.
Oh, he wrote for guitar.
Yeah, he was a guitarist. Actually, he was quite a good guitarist. And his music got played by Segovia, who was also a very strong personality. And Villa-Lobos was a very strong personality. And so they clashed a fair amount. But Villa-Lobos wrote some extraordinary pieces for Segovia. Very sophisticated music, but very well made for the guitar.
Here's Nicholas Galousis in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio, a prelude by Heitor Villa-Lobos. That was music of Heitor Villa-Lobos on Interlochen Public Radio, a prelude for guitar performed by Nicholas Galousis in Studio A. Nicholas Galousis performs tonight at Interlochen at 7:30 in the Dendrinos Chapel. Nicholas, we spoke about the Theodorakis piece that you transcribed, and that's on the program tonight. What else can our listeners look forward to hearing tonight?
So the program begins with a late fantasy by Fernando Sor. Then the Faya that I just played. And then the first half closes with the third sonata for unaccompanied violin by J.S. Bach. And it's a pretty titanic work. It's the longest fugue Bach wrote, but if I do my job right, it won't seem so long. The second half begins with a world premiere by Maria Newman. I mentioned that a few minutes ago, a new work. Then the Villa-Lobos, there's two preludes, and then the Theodorakis works.
We'd love to hear one more this afternoon.
It'd be my pleasure. I'll play the sonata, the second sonata, Andante by J.S. Bach.
Music of Johann Sebastian Bach, performed by guitarist Nicholas Galousis, in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. As we mentioned before, you can hear Nicholas Galousis perform tonight in the Dendrinos Chapel at 7:30 p.m. at Interlochen Center for the Arts. Find more information at classicalipr.org. Nicholas, thank you so much for joining us today in the studio here at Interlochen Public Radio. It's been such a pleasure to hear about your art and to hear you play.
Thank you, Nancy. I love it here. Interlochen's a very important place, and everyone that I've met confirms that.
This edition of Studio A was engineered by Brock Moorman. Zachary Sabanya provided production assistance. I'm Nancy Deneen. Thanks for listening.